You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this is going to be a rant slash field report of some of the things that I noticed last week when I was in straight up observation mode, and how these women are panicking out here. Oh yeah, gentlemen, the price of poon is about to plummet yet again, especially with the student loan repayment back on the table. Oh yeah, things are going to get very interesting. And yes, gentlemen, the predatory nature of the modern Western woman is going to be on full display. Now, I want to start off with a particular conversation that I overheard from some college-aged women at a restaurant. Went to Denny's last week, afternoon. Bunch of college girls come in. Of course, they're a little rowdy, but whatever. So I'm sitting in the booth right next to them. So of course I put in one of my earbuds to make it seem like I'm not listening to them. That way I can tune them out. But they started talking about how things are really expensive now with inflation, and how some of them, their boyfriends and their sugar daddies, are not kicking out a lot of money towards them, i.e. those men are not opening their wallets. Oh yeah. Some of these women are talking about, oh, I might have to actually get a job now to try to support myself. Now, of course, I'm under my breath just laughing my ass off. But once again, these women honestly think that they're so privileged and their box is so good that men are going to continuously shower money on them. Gentlemen, like I said, the simp pool is drying up. The beta bucks are starting to understand that when it comes to their survival, yeah, that box, I'm going to keep my money for myself. But once again, gentlemen, these women are going to be doing everything they can to separate you from your resources. And of course, what is the only thing that they have to try to trade that? That's right, gentlemen, the illusion of the possibility of sex. That's their only thing. They are a one-trick pony, if that. But remember, gentlemen, you got to be smart. Now, I've been seeing in some of these, you know, internet streets, women are saying that, you know what, sex should not be free. Now, we all know where I stand. I actually agree with them. Yes, sex should not be free. However, as we all know, a fair exchange between two consenting adults is no robbery. However, what is happening, or should I say, what has always been happening for a certain group of men, women want to practice highway robbery. And we all know what highway robbery is, don't we? We know. The practice of charging a price that is very high or usually unfair for something, i.e. if you're a guy that she doesn't like, she's going to try to overcharge you. Oh, take me out. Oh, do this. Oh, foodie calls. Yeah, right. No. Mm-mm. My humble advice to you women, if you're going to have a flat rate make that flat rate across the board. But we know these women are not going to do that. We go back to, once again, foodie calls, ghosting, all that stuff. Yeah, gentlemen, it's up to you to say, hey, this is what's going down. And if this is not what you want, move along. But something else that I've noticed a lot of new, quote unquote, massage parlors popping up around the city. Now that right there kind of caught me off guard. So many new spas / massage parlors have popped up in the last few months. Yeah, gentlemen, it's truly getting real. But I didn't stop there. No. I did something that normally I wouldn't do. However, I must say, in past videos, I've always expressed a disdain for strippers. However, I must say, I have a newfound respect for them. Why? Because in my hierarchy of women, normie women rank absolutely the lowest. They just do. Why? Because they're the most dishonest group of women. Now, OnlyFans, they rank just above normies. They do. Once again, another group of women who are peddling the illusion of the possibility of sex, and too many men want to pay for something that they can find for free. Now, of course, as we all know, I have respect for the professional. I do. Now, the professionals, they fall into a group of four. The streetwalker, which, yeah, no. But I still have respect for them because at least they're out there actually doing what they're advertising. Then you have the brothel worker, which, in my humble opinion, there should be brothels. You know, enough of this morality crap. Oh my God, I can't believe someone would actually pay for a woman to have sex with them. You pay for women anyway. All transactions involving sex are just that. Transactions. You're going to pay with your meat. Money, energy, attention, or time. You're going to pay with one of those resources. In my humble opinion, let's just go ahead and pay with the money because you can at least make that back. Now, the third rung would be the massage workers. Personally, that's where I go because if I need it, guess what? I get the most discretion. Go in, pay, play, go about my day. And of course, the fourth rung would be the escort / sugar baby. Now, of course, that's a wild card. Why? Because now you're starting to see more of these sugar babies and escorts coming out trying to get a payday. I'm just saying. But gentlemen, hey, do your research, pick your poison. Now, like I was saying, I went to a titty bar on an off night, and there were more women in there than there were men, i.e., there were more strippers there than there were patrons. So naturally, being inquisitive, I started talking to the bartender, and I was asking her, why are there so many women here on an off night? And she was like, hey, times have gotten tough. Women are trying to find any way to make some quick money. However, unfortunately, and this is the key, gentlemen, she said far too many women have tried to get hired. And unfortunately, a lot of them, they didn't make it. But the ones they did make, they did get hired, they drove the price down. I.e., when you flood the market, the demand goes down and so does the price. Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, can you say bargain basement box coming to a corner near you? Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it would seem that the track also is getting a lot more women on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Been watching some of the Figueroa Street and Aurora Street videos that a lot of these content creators are putting out. Yeah, if you look at those videos, the number of women is steadily increasing from months ago. Yeah, gentlemen, these women know. Financially, they are screwed. But hey, once again, like I said in my previous video, their financial situations are completely self-inflicted. Nothing more, nothing less. But hey, if you're up for a back alley deal, just saying, the price is going to plummet, but you got to be careful. You have to be careful. Let me reiterate this. The predatory nature of these women is going to be put on full display, especially starting from September. Because we all know that's when the student loan repayments kick back in. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Have you been in observation mode? Have you started to receive the "Hey, big head" text? Or have you received something from an ex-girlfriend in the past or your ex-wife? Put it in the comment section. And for you women out there who honestly thought that society was going to continue to be a free flow of money to where you are going to live a comfortable life and you are not going to have to actually work for it. Understand this. The power you thought you had with your box is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to slave away to try to get that box, that's gone out right along with it. Yes, ladies, your only bargaining chip is about to be seriously downgraded. It is what it is. Oh, and on a final note, a lot more older women are trying to compete with the younger models. Yeah, give them that cold ass shoulder. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.